What city had two artificial lakes built in it and a resort community? And what city does the United States Postal Service use one name to call it, and the US Census uses a different name for it? And what city boasts it is the gem of the Mojave Desert? Well, Hellendale is the United States Postal Service name, and Silver Lakes is what the census uses. Can you imagine living in a place that uses two names? Imagine, what city do you live in? Well, it depends. Today we're going to pray for Hellendale, also known as Silver Lakes, the churches that are there, and the rehab ranch. Father, in Matthew 10:8, you told your disciples, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received." We ask, Father, that the people that are living there will do just this, that they will help see people freed from whatever they personally have received, that they in turn would share that with others. If they've been healed, that they'd pray for others to be healed. If they've been raised from dead places and have seen new life, that they would share that new life with others. If they've been cured from some illness, that they would pray for others to be cured. If they have been delivered from demonic activity, possession, oppression, depression, any kind of activity that the enemy, evil spirit strongholds, we pray, Father, that they will in turn pray for others to be set free. We lift up Grace Bible Church, Pastor Dave Zierenberg, an Evangelical Free Church of America. We lift up Silver Lakes Community Church, a Southern Baptist Convention associate, Pastor Mark Wood, and we lift up Hellendale Community Church, which is non-denominational. And we ask, Father God, that you would work in and through the people there. They would preach the gospel with boldness, that they would see internal growth and external growth in numbers and in heart transformations that would be evident in the way that they live and behave. We pray that they would teach the word of God with boldness and confidence, that it would divide the thoughts and intentions of the people's hearts, that it would draw a hunger and thirst for righteousness, that they would reach the people in their community for laborers in the harvest, for effective discipleship training, that Bible teaching would train and equip the people to do the work of the ministry and not sit in the pews, giving them clear direction. May they help the poor, orphans, and widows. We pray you bless the rehab program, the Victory Outreach San Bernardino called the Ranch in Hellendale, that reaches out to hurting people, preparing them as treasures out of darkness for the work of ministry. We pray that their discipleship, leadership development, academic training be blessed, and that they would have a wonderful testimonies to share. We pray, God, that they would have enough money to get the work done, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Altars would be filled with people getting right with God, enough people to do the work, and that the ministers and the leaders of these ministries would be balanced with their time at home, their time with you, and their time in the ministry. May you strengthen and grow them in the name of Jesus. Amen.